What are your impressions of Tavon Austin as a punt returner?
Excellent punt returner. Elite top end speed, elite quickness, elite production. I mean, this guy's extremely dangerous with the ball, and he's a fun guy to watch, you know, just when you're not trying to tackle him, you know, when you're watching him against other teams or whatever. But he's got a vast, you know, skill set. I believe he was a first-round pick, and, you know, he moves quick, especially on that turf.
Jeff, what do you say to someone like Robbie, who's been doing this at such a high level for a long time, just in a bit of a funk right now?
Yeah, he'll keep working on that stuff. I mean, there's I try and tell, you know, those guys, you know, let's all do our part, you know. I got to coach them. Thomas got a snap. Pat's got a hold. You know, Robbie's got a kick. You know, collectively, a bunch of 300-pound guys are trying to keep people away from him. So we'll just keep working. And, you know, he's got a long history of performing well, and we anticipate him getting back on track.
On each of them, this is the other night. Did you have a diagnosis for one run a straight one?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've kind of, you know, talked about, you know, the evaluation on specific plays, not really, you know, trying to share. That's kind of between us and the players.
Speaking generally, the last three misses, is there any through line, anything?
No.
No.
Is it difficult to go from a team that doesn't effectively return the punt at all, doesn't really seem to make an attempt, versus a team that has got a world-class kind of punt returner? Is that...
Yeah, it's different. I mean, there's different emphasis. There's different strengths and weaknesses of every team. Last week, our challenge was there wasn't a lot of information on that particular player. He had some returns in the preseason. There's plenty to watch on 11. You know, there's different emphasis with the teams. You know, some teams are more pressure-oriented. Some teams are more return-oriented. Some teams kind of do a little bit of both. So you try and give the guys an idea of what should be coming, and then, you know, try and perform to that stuff on game day.
Does it change in terms of the aggressiveness, in terms of the way you attack a guy like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it I mean, every player presents issues. Some guys are more perimeter returners. Some guys are more inside returners. Some guys, you know, I mean, Brian Mitchell back in the day was a very productive guy. He's vastly different from Tavon Austin. So there's, you know, a different emphasis in terms of the way that that you're trying to tackle those guys.
Directional punting, how important has that become?
It depends who your guy is. Depends on the situational stuff. There's been teams in this league who have not directional punted. There's teams that do nothing but directional punt. Some teams go into the short side. Some teams go into the field. There's a number of different ways you can punt the ball. There's a number of different ways you can line up to punt the ball. And you try and vary some of that stuff up enough to where there's not an always rule. And directional punting can play a factor. It just depends on who you are.
Jeff, what makes Missouri line so good? Is it just as simple as a strong leg? 60 plus.
Yeah, the Rams are a team that's very aggressive with the long field goal. You know, there's been several 60-yard attempts, not many with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. You know, they have a lot of belief and confidence in him. You know, I'm guessing, you know, just purely on the teams that do some of that stuff, they get a lot of confidence in their defense that if the field position, you know, if you weren't to make it, because there's a lot of variables, you know, that go into that stuff. It's not just the kicker. You know, the longer you are away from the uprights, the more things that can affect the kick. He's got a real strong leg. It's not like he drives the ball when he gets out, you know, far away. You got to be aware of that, and you got to be aware of that from a substitution standpoint. You know, a lot of times the defense stops him at the 45-yard line, and, hey, we're off the field. No, you know, here comes a field goal kicker. They're going to try and get points out of this. So it's something you got to be aware of.
How would you summarize Pat O'Donnell's season so far?
You know, Pat is a young player who's learning, you know, every experience is a new one in terms of, you know, sometimes there's a right to left win, sometimes left to right win, you know, different hashes, indoors, outdoors. So Pat's learning and growing. I think his leg strength has been evident. There's been some games he's had better hang times than others. Sometimes some games he's been, you know, better directionally than others. I'd say he's a young ascending player who's still, you know, trying to – usually takes specialists year three or four before they kind of figure out, all right, here's who I am, here's what I do well, and this is what I need to emphasize. So he's still going through that process.
What makes a good cover guy? Is there a quality that you value over others?
There's really two different kinds of coverage players. You have more perimeter type core players, guys that may play on the perimeter part of your kickoff team, gunner, hold up to gunners on punt return. Then there's your interior guys, bigger bodied core players who, you know, are going to be protection oriented, going to hold up those same guys, maybe a little frontline kickoff return, interior parts of your kickoff team. So there's two different kinds. The faster you are, usually the better you are, you know, and if you can get fast guys that play tough and have a little bit of football savvy for them, you know, that's kind of what you're looking for. You know, a lot of times special teams plays, you know, there's a lot of toughness involved. Those are high velocity plays and cover a lot of space. So, you know, those are some of the traits we're looking for.
Do you have to be a little bit of a wild man to do it well?
I don't think you have to. You can be. I mean, every player's got his own traits. I've seen guys that are very mild-mannered guys, you know, play really efficiently. And there's some guys from back in the day when I first got in the league that were interesting to watch. You know, the mentality of a fourth down player, you know, varies. But there's a lot of toughness involved regardless of where they're lining up.